Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Look who just strolled into the WGN Radio studios. None other than Phil Vitale, the restaurant critic for the Chicago Tribune. Hi, Phil Vitale.
Hi, John.
Alinea owner Nick Coconuts.
Coconuts? He might answer to coconuts.
Invites Clemson Tigers to Chicago dinner, trumping White House fast food meal. What's going on here?
Well, he put a funny tweet, and he also did it as a Facebook post, saying, I don't even care about football, but you got to be able to treat a national champion better than this. So I invite them all to come to Chicago, and we will do a great meal for you. And
are they going to do it?
I have no idea. I mean, if Clemson says yes, I would think
Clemson could go on a 50-state
exactly
tour.
Beat Trump. See if you can have a better meal than Trump, because the bar is kind of low. So you could let everybody just treat them to meals.
And I'm happy to have McDonald's. You know, we were kidding yesterday, what's your fantasy fast food buffet? Because mm-hmm. a lot of us like a lot of those foods. Mm-hmm. But you got to do it well. And right. I don't think cold fries and cold hamburgers sitting on a tray.
Yeah, because I looked at the timeline. I looked at his video, and these things are all stacked up at the table. And he's sitting there like Augustus Gloop, you know, just with his hands out going, look at all this great food. And he's taking questions from the press, and they're filming, and they're snapping away. And then eventually the players come in. Now, this is no knock on any one particular fast food outlet, but have you ever had a burger that's been sitting in a box for half an hour?
Better than the French fries in the box for an hour.
French fries have a half-life of like 5 seconds. You know? There's that moment between, there's that brief moment between too hot for your tongue and ruined. And you got to get right on that.
But when it's done well, is there anything better on earth than a good fast food French fry?
The only thing better than a McDonald's French fry in terms of fast food is to go back in time to McDonald's when they were doing them in beef tallow.
Oh, no kidding. Think I always remember McDonald's French fries were good. They were even better back in the day.
Yeah, when they were doing them in beef tallow.
And even less healthy than they are now.
Even less healthy than they are now.
So by yesterday's standards, today's French fries are a thumbs up good
spa
for you.
Spa food, yeah.
Which only tells you how bad the fries must have been for your
so good
for your cardiovascular system back in the day.
If you had them every day, you'd probably be in some bad shape or beyond caring at this point. But
I don't actually think this is so much. Well, this is very much about Donald Trump, but I think it's harmless. So if we all want to laugh about this or talk about this for a couple of days, it's fine.
Michael Strahan did it on Good Morning America this morning. He invited Clemson to come to New York for lobster.
No kidding.
He did.
I'm telling you. I don't know if those Clemson
guys. You're right.
Especially the guys that aren't going pro. They're going, you know what? I ain't going to make $9 million.
Right.
I would like to go to Chicago and have a steak.
Right, exactly.
By the way, producer Aleph. Can you play Kalen Allen, who responded to... This is a guy who posts a lot of reactionary videos. Mm-hmm. You may have seen him on Ellen before. He's got a YouTube channel. Hundreds of thousands of people follow him. So he was looking at the video of Trump's fast food run, and he had this to say.
Can I tell you just how pissed I would be if I walked into a dining room that had gold picture frames on the wall, gold candle holders on the table, gold everywhere, and you serving me some damn McDonald's? Pissed. And then didn't even have the decency to take the food out of the boxes. Let's talk about what's on the table, okay? You got Big Macs, you got regular hamburgers, you got salads. Oh, thank God, I'm glad you're being healthy. So you got the salads up there, and then you got the sauces. Now, I'm just happy that I'm getting more than one sweet and sour sauce. But my question is, what am I going to use the sweet and sour sauce for? Because you ain't got no McNuggets. Everybody know, McDonald's fries are not good cold. So you done set this dinner up here that it done took. Do you know how many McDonald's I passed on my way here? At least I could have stopped and brought the meal so it would have at least been warm. Baby, this ain't got nothing to do with politics. I'm telling you right now, if I showed up to the White House, this huge home, and you are 50 rich, and you serve me some McDonald's, I'm turning right around and I'm leaving. I am absolutely, that's so disrespectful. How dare you? You have world renown.
You get the idea.
Yes, right.
You touche on the cold fries.
Oh, yeah, funny thing. It's a cute bit. And I, you know, by the I was actually very impressed with the Clemson players who kind of rode with it and,
said,
hey, this is good and great, instead of like, you got to be kidding me. This is like the worst training table ever.
The funny thing is that these days, when Barack Obama was president and now with this one, it's more common to see athletes not want to do it because they don't like whoever's in the White House,
right.
Barack Obama or Donald Trump. You have the two polar ends here. Maybe we should just not do it anymore.
Right.
And if you are going to do it, then at least don't screw it up. Like, the guys agreed to come.
Mm-hmm.
They were there. How can you mess that up? By serving them cold, fast food.
And bragging that you paid for it.
I know. When you're a billionaire.
And then bragging, and then going on Twitter and tripling at least the number of burgers you actually got.
Yeah, it gets more of it. It's like a lot of our stories that we tell.
And I think, you know, they were still in the box that way.
What do you mean?
I bet he got a product placement thing out of it. Why would you leave the Wendy's in a Wendy's box?
I don't know. Yeah, really. No kidding, boy. If we find that out, if
right.
we find out that they paid for that.
Okay, Burger Gage, we are on this.
I don't think this is good advertising for anybody.
That's true.
You reviewed Avec.
Avec.
Tell me about Avec.
Avec has great burgers. No, they have no burgers whatsoever. We're off the burgers. Avec has been around for 15 years, a number that shocked even me. And it's it was always, in my head, the little sister to Blackbird, which is right next door. Blackbird being the 4-star, you know, won a bunch of James Beard Award kind of restaurant. And it started off in concept like it was just going to be a wine bar, but then the food was just too good, and it just sort of became its own thing. And it's Mediterranean in focus, although the current chef, Perry Hendricks, has been there almost 6 years. He's expanded that to include more of getting into Greece, getting into Morocco, getting further, you know, using Turkish spices. And so it's lots of small plates, a few bigger ones. You know.
Is every city in love with the small plates like
yeah.
Chicago? How is it that Chicago, the city of broad shoulders, how are we a small plates city? I'm not a small plates fan,
right.
Phil Vitale.
I'm not a sharing small plates fan because I want all of it.
Oh.
But I really do like the way I eat, the way a lot of critics eat, the way a lot of chefs like to eat. You take a couple of bites and you enjoy it. I get it. I don't need more buffalo wings. I've just had the buffalo wing experience. Now I want to move on to something else. So smaller plates lets me do that. Try
okay.
five things instead of trying
I get
two
that,
things.
But what I'd like is medium plates then.
Right.
I mean, I do go to places and it's sometimes more than I need. And then they take it in a box to go home and then I leave the box there.
I leave
it in the car.
I will say I'm not being entirely accurate by calling them small plates. They're smaller plates, but there are some dishes like that sturgeon that's listed on the short side of the menu. And that's a good portion.
You have
three of those, and you don't need any more food.
I want to read from your review because the food always sounds so good when you write about it. Vegetables, you wrote, are treated like royalty here, particularly the charred carrots, which arrive in a tangle of ribbons and chunks with black garlic, harissa, whipped feta, Turkish, urfa, chilies, and dukkha spiced crispy rice?
Middle Eastern spice mix.
The puffy, blistered heel pizza is very good. I enjoyed my roasted artichoke and smoked tomato pie, since replaced by one with mozzarella, fermented garlic honey, and...
Nduja
salami. Oh, that all sounds good.
It is.
Yeah. Mediterranean style food at Avec. Where is Avec again?
Avec is on Randolph Street, 615 West Randolph Street.
You gave it 3 stars.
Yeah, it's terrific. The only thing is, it's small. And the tables are communal, so you'll be sitting next to a stranger, probably or possibly not, but depending on how many you are.
And conversation challenged.
Yeah, it's noisy because people are in there, and it's a small space, and it's all enclosed in wood. And people are chatting.
You wrote recently about Sal's Trattoria on Southport, just south of Belmont. So just south of Belmont on Southport is a place called Sal's Trattoria.
Yeah.
And we thought it was terrific. We had a really nice time there.
Yeah. Alan Sternweiler has been a chef in Chicago for many years.
It's cozy. It's small. Nice bar. White tablecloths. Not a big joint. It feels like a neighborhood bistro.
It absolutely is. There's no valet parking because from my visits there, it seems like everybody gets there on foot because it just pulls in everybody from that neighborhood. And, of course, it's a resident-rich area. So no problem just getting the locals. I saw more strollers than I saw people trying to park.
Well, I tried to park, and I did find a spot, but I wasn't real comfortable about it because it was one of those parking spots. I think it was on Southport. I'm pretty sure I parked on Southport. And I didn't see one of those places to pay.
Yeah.
But you don't really have free parking anywhere. I didn't have a sticker.
Right. You're looking for that sign, that gotcha sign that will explain the $150 ticket when you get back.
I know, so I was sitting there, and thinking, I'm pretty sure I'm okay, but you hate that feeling while you're having your meal.
This is too good to be true.
And I was trying to pay, but I couldn't find it, and so you thought, this is something feels wrong about this.
There is a funny stretch on Randolph Road, just before Jefferson, on the south side of the street, that one little half block, there's no meter to pay into and no sign saying you have to. And I found a space there, and I looked for where to park. And I said, what's the catch? What's going on here? And I went to the valet at the closest restaurant, which was Proxy, and I said, can I park here? And he said, never seen anybody get a ticket there.
Yeah, no kidding.
Seems to have fallen between the cracks.
Boy, where is this place? Don't tell anybody.
Right. It's on Randolph Street, just east of Jefferson, before you get to...
Listen to you. Somebody
right
called and wanted
Proxy,
to know.
Just south of the... just east of the Proxy Valet pickup.
One of our listeners called and asked LF to ask me to ask you about Giant.
Giant. That's in Logan Square. That's another teeny tiny place. Two chefs, Jason Vincent and Ben Lustbader, who've been working together for years.
Wasn't that on your best list this year?
Yes, yes. Really fun food. It defies any easy characterization. You can't call it Italian, although there's a tortellini on the menu, or at least they used to be. And you can't call it Southern, although he's done some Southern stuff. It's just food they like to cook. And it's pretty aggressive on the flavors. I mean, if they say there's a spice in the dish, there's a spice in the dish. And just a lot of fun. Very tiny. And you'll find it a little bit noisy.
Is that ironic? Giant is a tiny place? Why do
right.
they call it Giant?
Giant, it refers to a Silverstein children's book that Jason used to read to his little kids. And not too many people know, but Shel Silverstein lived in Logan Square for a while. And so he opened a place and restaurant in there, and he made the connection, and a book he read to his kids, and it became Giant.
I thought you were going to say not many people know, but Shel Silverstein used to be a Playboy cartoonist. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
My estimated probability of accuracy on that, 70%.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure he used to draw naughty cartoons for Playboy.
All right. That should be easy to Google. Shel Silverstein, Playboy.
Producer Elif, did Shel Silverstein's past career, I don't know, just find out if he, in fact, drew cartoons for Playboy.
Siri, did Shel Silverstein draw dirty pictures?
I think he did. Okay, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, you can call or text. Phil Vitella's here. This is WGN. Hi, well, here I am at WGN Radio. I'm just reading a lot of the texts that have poured in about the president, Phil Vitella, restaurant critic at the Chicago Tribune, about the president serving fast food to the Clemson Tigers. 630 says, my cousin was there. They loved the fast food. Your point was that the young men sure did seem to embrace the moment. They were happy to be in the White House with the company of the president, and I did not see one untoward face. Not one.
No. They were probably well brought up, and the coach probably said, whatever it is, we're going to smile, and we're going to enjoy it.
You darn
right.
But
the idea that these guys who are part of an elite football program who get training tables that would make the rest of us drop dead in envy were excited at the idea of our old fast food burgers is laughable. Sorry, 6-3-der.
847 said serving junk food on a silver platter is a perfect metaphor for Trump's entire presidency so far. 309 said had to get off the road to respond to your Gillette talk. If the ad was a scantily clad model rubbing the male's face and saying sexily, oh, smooth, the best a man could be, would you be giving it this much airtime? I don't know how to respond to that. We've been giving a lot of airtime because I think a lot of people are talking about it. I think it's an interesting question.
Right.
I also think Gillette is late to this conversation.
Right. But if this were a commercial about a hippopotamus riding a lawnmower, would you be giving it this kind of attention?
I don't know the answer to that question either.
Exactly. What kind of it has the two really don't have that much to do with each other.
By the way, producer Elif, what about Shel Silverstein? Did you get an answer to that, please?
Shel Silverstein got a job as a cartoonist on Hugh Hefner's Playboy magazine staff in 1965.
See? See, I told you. Shel Silverstein was a Playboy cartoonist first.
Wow. That is talent. You can do. You can foot in both worlds.
I know. Well, I guess you can. I got 30 seconds left. Anything else you want to say? I was about to call you Shel Silverstein, Phil.
Yeah, Shel, want to see my? Yeah, want to come up and see my etchings?
Not cool, Phil.
I'm sorry. I'm chastened. Thank you for that intervention.
That's, you know, really, that is the execution, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That's how Gillette wants us to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You said something that was inappropriate, and now I need to say, hey, that's not cool.
And I realize now that I hear that, I know, and I am ashamed, but a better person for it.
Would you stop that? I am not mocking the whole campaign, but I'm saying it was ham-fisted or ham-handed. Whatever it is you do with hams, it was not well executed.
Right. And to be honest, I need a shave.
Okay, I'm throwing you out of the studio now. Read him online and in print, chicagotribune.com/dining. Phil Vitale, restaurant critic at the Tribune. Really liked Avec. Nice to see you, my friend.
Thanks for coming in. Thank you.